Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Amy Nicholson and Tim Cogshell. We start with the biopic on Neil Armstrong, First Man, starring Ryan Gosling, La La Land's Damien Chazelle, the director. Tim?
You know, I was underwhelmed by this film. It's interesting. It's very meticulous, told almost entirely in these sort of big interpersonal close-ups on purpose. We learned a little bit about Neil Armstrong, but not nearly enough.
Yeah, Chazelle is really hoping for that Wizard of Oz reveal, where Armstrong gets on the moon and the film can finally be big and pretty. But the 2 hours leading up to that, I was really frustrated. I was engaged mostly by the idea that I wish we lived in an America that progressed forward in space as much as this one.
First Man is written by Josh Singer. It's in wide release and rated PG-13. Bad Times at the El Royale is written and directed by Drew Goddard. It stars Jeff Bridges, John Hamm, Dakota Johnson, and Chris Hemsworth. Amy?
This movie is so much fun. It's set at a motel that's half divided in between California and Nevada. Seven people show up, and they shape-shift underneath you. This film takes a lot of turns. I can't say it's incredibly emotionally deep, but I can say I enjoyed it.
Yeah, shades of Pulp Fiction, shades of Four Rooms. Quentin Tarantino just all over this movie, which does, in fact, make it fun. Gets a little violent. Does not quite stick the landing, but you're having a good time on most of the trip.
Bad Times at the El Royale in wide release, rated R. The Oath is written and directed by Ike Barinholtz in his feature directorial debut with stars Barinholtz and Tiffany Haddish. Amy?
I can picture people in the theater curling themselves into balls in agony. This is about an America not too different from today, where Americans are required to sign a Patriot's Oath. Ike Barinholtz, who writes and directs, is the holdout in his group of friends as one by one people drop off and do sign the oath, and it turns into a showdown at his family's Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, Ike is married to Tiffany Haddish in the film. They're both very funny. It's a very, very funny film. It gets dark. Not quite Very Bad Things dark, but dark.
The Oath is rated R in selected theaters. And Sadie, a drama starring young Sophia Mitry-Schlaus and Melanie Linsky. It's written and directed by Megan Griffiths. Tim?
You know, this is just my favorite film of the week. It's just absolutely extraordinary. The young lead actress of this movie is just doing work that's outstanding. She's a young woman who lives in a trailer park with her mother. Her father's away at the war. She's really holding close to the desire for her father to come home. And, you know, what she does about that is kind of poignant.
Yeah, Melanie Linsky plays the mom. And you know that every time Melanie Linsky shows up, a movie is going to be grounded in absolute beautiful emotional truth. And this film is just a knockout.
Sadie is unrated. You can see it at the Arena Cine Lounge Sunset in Hollywood. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 for Film Week here on KPCC, as well as Saturdays at noon. Also, our next Film Week screening series, Sunday, December 2nd, Theater at Ace Hotel. Details, kpcc.org/in-person.